commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program. And welcome to KFAR's Problem Corner on this Friday. My name is Glenn Anderson. I'm filling in. Dave is off on special secret assignment. Actually, he has some folks in from Murkowski's office that were supposed to be in town yesterday. And they're here to, of course, discuss the Polaris project in the building. So he's got a big tour of a bunch of mucky mucks over at the Polaris building. Boy, there's a tour, huh? Actually, I think we should have done that. We should have charged and did tours in there. You know, you'd have to wear like a hazmat costume, but it'd be a great tour and we'd make a little cash. I'd pay $10 to walk through that building. I'd have to have full hazmat gear, of course, but I think it'd be interesting. Anyway, busy day today. We're going to talk borough assembly. We're going to talk ballet and we're going to talk Explore Fairbanks, all on the show today. And our first guest, a good friend of mine, basketball buddy as well, and of course, Borough Assembly member, and that's Savannah Fletcher. Hi, Savannah.
Hey, Glenner. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Of course, now we played basketball together and did some help with the campaign, and congratulations on that. You're doing a fantastic job. And she came to us a little while ago about doing some ads on the radio just to promote the Borough Assembly meetings to get the community more involved. And they're fantastic. I love doing these with you. So each week we're doing new ads to let them know what's going on in next Thursday's meeting. And there's a number of things on the docket. I want to get right to it, but I wanted to talk quickly just about your background and how you got involved. Where are you from? What brought you here? And why did you run? Let's do that.
Yeah, great questions.
Here, you can bring that right close to you there too.
Just swing so people over.
There you go.
Hear all this great background. So I actually grew up on an island down in Washington State. Feels very similar to Southeast here, but Whidbey Island's my home. And then
I know Whidbey. I've got friends that have a cabin in Whidbey. I've eaten at the little crab place there on the dock, so I know it well.
Yeah, no, it's great. And moved here right after law school. I actually worked right next to the Polaris building for our Supreme Court, and that brought me to Fairbanks. I thought I'd go down to Juneau or something after, but fell in love with it here, you know, got sled dogs, did the dry cabin life. Yeah. And now I'm here with my husband. We own a home. We have a 5-month-old baby.
Beautiful baby, which is why we're talking a little softly, because the baby's asleep next to us.
Yeah, balancing that. You know, folks looking for childcare know the struggle. It's baby coming with me almost everywhere, but right.
Well,
great.
It's great to have you back on the basketball court as we play a couple times a week with local attorneys and clergy and firefighters and all the others that play noon ball over there at City Hall. So it's nice to have you back out on the court. But, boy, hitting the ground running, some big topics, some big obstacles, big hurdles, and a couple of them that you're working on. Let's get right into the meat and potatoes of the Borough Assembly and what it is you're covering now.
Yeah, I'll highlight maybe 3 or 4 things that are pretty front of mind for me right now. One, it's budget season. Mayor just presented his proposed budget, you know, slightly lower mill rate than we've had in the last decade at least.
To say the least, yeah.
Yeah, which is great, but also we know property values are going up, so there's always that balance.
It's a yin and yang thing.
Yes.
Love-hate. It's a love-hate. It's like the price of oil and our gas is high, but our dividends are bigger and it's better for the coffers. And it's like, do I like this or do I not?
So. I know, I'm always torn, but tomorrow we're actually spending our first 8-hour like Saturday session going through all the nickels and dimes. Truly, our budget will...
Like line item day line tomorrow?
Line item, like pencils, you know? It's that detailed. We're going to need this many pencils in the next year. We need $20 for that.
I think
I'm
it's
impressed.
Cool that the borough's still using pencils. That's fantastic. I hope they're number 2, that's all.
Yeah, those good Ticonderoga ones. but yeah, so that's front of mind for folks who care a lot about budget. Start paying attention. You can review the whole 900-page behemoth online or just come join us on Saturdays.
Also, the public is invited to sit in on this.
Yes.
8-hour, do you get people that do that?
There are a couple, but...
Wow, that's impressive.
It
that's
is
some
very
gumption.
Impressive.
Good for them.
We have one woman that comes every year. I think she comes from Two Rivers even and just sits and hangs out all Saturday.
Fantastic. Just because she wants to be involved and know what's going on. And that's That's commemorable, actually.
Totally.
So, all right, so there's one, budget. That's going to kick things off, and that kind of leads into the rest of what we have working on.
Exactly, yeah. Another big thing, it's coming up for a vote next week, and I think there's a lot of misunderstanding and drama around it, so I think it's important to talk about so we know what's going on. Fairbanks, like many places across the country, has had major problems with opioid abuse and just drug abuse generally in our community.
Well, you know, and it started with just, you know, you have the pharmaceutical companies giving incentives to medical outlets to push their products. And, yeah, I knew people going, oh, my back was sore. Here, take these. And that's that slippery slope so many lead down. And, you know, you go in with an ailment, a bad back, neck, something. You get painkillers. Next thing you know, boom. And it happens that fast. And now, repercussions.
Yeah, lots in our community. And it's just scary. I think people are talking about Narcan more as an option when people are overdosing. But all these solutions, prevention methods, we are fortunately getting to a place against the big pharma companies where we've reached a settlement. And Fairbanks could be getting about $30,000 a year for the next decade or so from this settlement to go towards different opioid remediation and treatment programs. So that's great. And this money could be put to good use, but the borough, as everyone knows, has pretty limited powers. And we could spend it on more Narcan training for our like first aid or doing some more school classes that talk about avoiding drugs and whatnot. But if we wanted to give it to the rehabilitation centers in town, for example, we don't have the power to do that, just to give it to one of our recovery or treatment centers right now.
You don't. So how would you go about getting those funds to those outlets?
So that's what the mayor's trying to find a solution for. So Mayor Ward is proposing, and that's what we're voting on next Thursday, to put it to a ballot. So coming up this October, people would have the chance to vote. Do we want the power so that we can give this money to local nonprofits in our community doing that good work?
Right. The work that directly is involved with opioid use slash and or abuse.
Exactly. So,
and that seems like the logical place to go with that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our first aid responders, our schools, they already have programs addressing drug abuse.
I'd
rather give it to the treatment centers that have so much demand and really
where it can go to use right now.
Exactly.
Right now. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There are programs in place in the schools, and that makes the most sense. All right. Before, what else? We got a few more minutes. I'd like to hear. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
Next one, of course, let's go. The library is being...
Yes. So Nolwenn Library, downtown Fairbanks Library, is getting renovated finally, which is awesome. Beautiful space, but it's pretty old, and it's going to be big updates. But starting May 1st,
they're
it's
closing. They're not going to mess with the Berry Room, are they?
So the Berry Room's going to get a renovation, but they're keeping the mural. They're keeping the vibe. They're just making it better.
Okay. That's where I was going.
I know. I had the same concerns. But so they're closing May 1st, and they won't open again until February of next year.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's big.
It is big.
That's pretty big. All right, so, but that's already in the works. That's going to happen.
That's in the works.
Are they going to have the microfiche still? Are they getting rid of that?
They're boxing it all up for storage right now. Hopefully those boxes can go far away.
Me dizzy. Every time I'd have to do a research paper, I would just get dizzy watching that stuff blur by, and you couldn't stop it when you wanted. Okay, good. All right. So the library.
The library. And just two big points I want to tell folks. For families who are worried about the Berry Room being closed for almost a year, don't worry. Joy Elementary, since it was closed, is getting repurposed. And we're going to have the kids section of the library set up in Joy Elementary for the next year until Nolwenn reopens.
Wonderful. So there will be a place to go for story times and for bringing your kids to read books. On the whole works. So,
exactly.
And that is just probably part of Joy. Are they using the whole part of Joy to do other stuff now? I thought it was all closed down, or is that just as a school?
So it's serving a few purposes right now. We're trying to brainstorm other options. Right now, the library will be part of it. We're doing some of our senior and adaptive programming there through the Parks and Rec Department.
Okay.
But also there are some other long-term possibilities in the works. So
I love
stay
that
tuned.
Little round, weird building. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
First basket I made in organized basketball.
Oh, wow.
In Little Dribblers, youth basketball, the back then. Here's the thing. My first basket was for the other team. I've told the story.
Not much has changed, Glenner, based on your basketball performance.
Oh, man. She's talking trash. This is my show. You're talking trash.
It's Dave's show.
But here's the best part of that story is we beat them 32-2 in the history of organized basketball. I still believe I'm the only person to be high point man for the other team. I bet it's never happened.
That's very generous of you to give them a basket.
I'm a giver. I'm a giver. All right, before we go, one more. Give us one more thing we're working on with the borough now.
One more thing we're working on.
A discussion.
Yes. I just want to talk about animal control a little bit.
Okay.
I'm working a lot on revising our codes, and folks these days are feeling like with so many more pets during COVID, we're seeing a lot more animals go to the shelter. And sometimes we're low on space.
Get them fixed.
Yeah, I know. Truly, it'd be useful for everyone because we're running out of space at the shelter. Our shelter's 50 years old, and sometimes animals are having to be put down either because we're out of space, which is just a tragedy.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, and we're short-staffed like everyone else, and so our ability to have adoption drop-ins is no longer there. You have to make an appointment for a specific animal. And
Let's hook up with the borough, the animal shelter, and the radio station, and we do adoption parties.
Yes, anything like
that. Let's go.
Creative ideas.
You guys come on. Let them know that's on the table, and
perfect.
We're in.
I love it.
I am all in with an adoption party. We'll host it. That's Savannah Fletcher, your borough assembly person. I shouldn't say man. Individual. Anyway, I'm trying to be as woke as possible here. I really am. How can people reach you?
You can reach me at my personal cell. It's on our website. Same with our borough email address. And it's me answering, so you always get right to me. Folks think I have staff. Nope, it's just us. So give me a call.
There you go. Savannah, thank you so much. And we'll see you on the court. And we'll talk to you next week here as we do some more ads for the Borough Assembly meetings. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we are talking North Star Ballet right here on Problem Corner.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. A look at Alaska's budding new industry brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. The Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. to kick off our Saturday night food programming. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Your miraculous eyes bring your life into focus. Protect your eyes. Reach out to ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber, accepting new patients at the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. With 30 years of experience, he provides a vast level of expertise to his patients in Alaska and around the world. Receive the most compassionate and globally experienced eye care in Alaska from ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber and his exceptional team of optometrists. Contact the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Great news! Independent Rentals new storage facility is now open. Conveniently located on South Cushman across from Independent Rental, you'll find secure outdoor storage for vehicle, equipment, trailers, boats, and RV parking at the best price in town. Independent Rental also offers all sizes of storage units up to 20 and 40 foot storage containers. With units starting at $20 a month, Independent Rental is the choice for safe, secure, and convenient storage solutions at an affordable price.
Independent Rental, 2020 South Cushman. We're here to help.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Highs level off around 18 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 3 above, overcast. Snow likely again tomorrow. Highs level off around 14, overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Wait, did she say 1 to 3 inches of snow through the weekend? Really? Kind of hoping we were done with that. Welcome back, Problem Corner, here on this Friday edition, filling in for the mayor, for Dave, the second mayor to host the show, so for you historians. Anyway, we had Savannah in the first half. We've got Bill Wright. We're going to talk Explore Fairbanks here in a little bit. Right now, it's all about North Star Ballet. Samantha Reynolds, Cortland Weaver with us. You've got your big spring gala coming up. Thanks for being in. I know you guys are regulars here, and I apologize for all the shuffling around thanks to our illustrious host, David Pruse. But nice to have you in.
Yeah, no, happy to be here.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure for us to be here and pitch our spring gala that we've got coming up here.
Yes.
April 22nd, 23rd up at the Salisbury Theater on the UAF campus.
Yeah, and as you had pointed out earlier, the newly remodeled.
The Salisbury newly theater. Remodeled space.
It's
yeah,
a beautiful theater anyway.
It's a great theater for dance. The sidelines are really, really good. It's intimate enough that folks can see it all without being too far away, and you really get a really great sense for the emotion that people are portraying without words, generally.
Especially with dance. It is. That's exactly, that was a very well worded how you said that. And especially with your guys' performances, and really North Star Ballet has been around. How long has North Star Ballet been around?
43 years.
It's 43 years now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that are a staple in Fairbanks when it comes to entertainment. That's one of them. I mean, you've got FLOT, FDA, but North Star Ballet, I always think of like the Sweet Adelines or something that's been around longer. I mean, we've been doing stand-up comedy, and our comedy showcase, it's only 25 years. But yet, it's just another thing that makes Fairbanks so great. What do you mean you have ballet in Fairbanks? What? Right?
Well,
I tell people that all the time, and they go, what?
That's the thing. We're really the only, in interior Alaska, we are the only place where you can see classical ballet. I mean, it's women dancing well on point shoes. It's a very specific thing, and you really have to go down to Anchorage to see the equivalent of what we do up here. So
I think that can be said about so much that just makes Fairbanks so special. Is we have to do it in house.
Mm-hmm.
You get towns, cities this size down in the States, and they go to cities to get their culture.
Yep.
We got to kind of manufacture that culture, and we do a fantastic job. And North Star Ballet is prime example. I think so many people always think, oh, well, Nutcracker time. But during the rest of the year, you guys, classes as well.
Oh, yeah, we have an 8-year syllabus training for ballet, and then we have a big creative movement program for kids before that, ages 4 to 8.
Oh, my daughter did it for 2 years, and she loved it. She was great. She's tall and lanky. I don't know why she didn't stay with it, because she had 2 left feet. That's why I can say that. She's in Japan. She's not listening.
Myself.
Yeah. So you're starting them young, and a lot of them stay through. Do you get students that maybe go off and do ballet elsewhere and then come home again?
Yes. In fact, Wendy Walker, who's our ballet mistress, was trained here and then had a professional career outside of Alaska, and then now she's back choreographing. In fact, we've got on the second half of our program 3 works that she's choreographed, 2 new ones and 1 she did in 2018.
Wow.
The first half of the program is story ballet The Firebird, which is a Russian legend, with music by Igor Stravinsky and choreography that Norman Shelburne did, who was our artistic director emeritus. He choreographed that in 2013, and then they redid it in 2014.
Wow.
So it's been a while since we've seen this. Beautiful sets, beautiful costumes. And then the second half, in addition to the 3 pieces that Wendy's got, I've got a piece that I choreographed for the Arctic Fest and the Boreal Forest Stories. It's called Bereft, 5 dancers, and then redoing a pas de deux from another ballet I did in 2012 called Combrio Pas de Deux. And then we have one of our instructors, Elizabeth Parr, who choreographed a ballet for a junior company, which is to music by Louis Gottschalk, and it's a lot of fun for the kids today.
So there's going to be a number of performances and pieces within the show as well throughout this. Again, that is the 22nd, 23rd?
Yep, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. So that'll be 2 weeks from this weekend,
yes.
Correct? And that'll be up at the Salisbury Theater. Now, tickets can be purchased
at northstarballet.org.
There we go. Time of the show, probably?
Saturday, 2 p.m. And 7:30 p.m. and then Sunday, 2 p.m.
Okay, so there's 3 performances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We also have a school show Friday morning.
Every year you guys always put one on and go. Now, is it a particular school? Do you pick one out, or do you go to a few?
Or is it
for all of them?
We advertise it, and they call in and reserve spaces.
So you do a Friday show there at the theater, mm-hmm. and allow some of the, are those for elementary, high school? What is the
mostly ages? Elementary, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Get them started young. You know, it's funny, because I can remember playing high school basketball, and our coach had us all take ballet. They brought in an instructor.
Oh, wow.
To teach us ballet.
That's awesome.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the guys are, oh, they're rolling their eyes. They were gassed. We were gassed. That I do not remember her name because this is like late 70s, early 80s. But I just remember us kind of rolling our eyes going, okay, not even going to do ballet. But, man, I think a couple of the guys stuck with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And went on and did it. And I think of it all the time when I play Ultimo, and I think everything could just light on your feet. But, you know, I remember some of the things she would say. Light on your feet. But, you know, reach as high as you can. Do the or stand straight. Stand straight. Because we're all.
Well, it's a really specific, especially when you talk about ballet, there's a lot of research now that is showing that it helps to provide neural pathways in the brain that you don't get from a lot of other activity because you have to divide yourself up into like four or five different parts.
Sure.
And,
total sense.
Use them all at the same time. And so for a lot of neurodivergent people, dance training can be a very, very helpful tool to develop pathways in the brain that allow them to express themselves in ways they may not otherwise be able to.
Do you think that's more so for ballet than other types of dance?
Well, ballet, the thing about ballet is it is so regimented.
Right.
That you add things incrementally. And a lot of other dance forms, if you're not continually, you know, pushing, moving ahead, then kids tend to get bored and they tend to, like, stop. So with ballet, part of the appeal for the kids is the fact that it is so disciplined and regimented, and that is what allows over time that neural progression to work. So
makes perfect sense. Now, before I go, I also want to talk about the upcoming season, not just the gala. Let's look ahead at what else you guys have on the docket.
Summer camps.
Okay, let's talk summer camps. Wonderful.
Yep. We have summer camps for 5 to 8 year olds, which tend to be our most popular ones. And then
that's when my daughter went, and it was adorable. Yeah. It was stupid adorable. Yeah. It was like kittens. It might as well have been a room full of kittens. It was that adorable.
Yeah, the kids have a lot of fun. And Elizabeth, our instructor, she does a great job at coordinating everything. Actually, Elizabeth is an alum of North Star Ballet, too. Yeah.
She is fantastic. So. All right. And those will probably start up June, July-ish.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then we have a camp for slightly older kids that have a little bit of dance experience. And then our annual summer intensive for our oldest dancers.
Now, when they do you have I believe there's usually performance at the end of each camp as well. Is there not of some kind? Or
a little bit.
There was one.
Yeah, we have our building at the Artisans Courtyard, we have the ability to open up a pretty big studio. And so we'll have a little show for the younger kids. And,
right.
And what we generally do is just work on certain choreography for the intensive that may or may not be seen somewhere else. But
sure.
Then we'll have the parents come in at the end and allow them to see, you know, what their kids have been working on.
All right, so you have that. You've got the classes, and you've got the gala. Everybody knows, of course, about the Nutcracker. Other performances during the year? Do you have certain places marked on the calendar for certain performances you have coming up?
Well, usually in the fall, we have a small performance. Either it's independently put on by us. This year, it was in partnership with the Fairbanks Concert Association for their Arctic Fest celebration.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, and then, of course, when do you guys hit the ground running for Nutcracker, because that is such a major production. I would think you would have it like down, but even having it down and knowing all the, you always have different working parts coming in and out every year. It's always changing up.
The kids grow, right?
Yeah, and you've got new
groups
coming in.
They get into different parts every year.
All right.
And there is a big transition between certain roles that, you know, before they're shorter, 1 or 2 minutes, and then they start doing Waltz of the Flowers, which is 6 minutes long.
Right.
And Snow, which is, you know, 8 minutes long.
Right. And then you always bring
and on
in...
on point, too. So it's a whole nother ball game when the kids get on point. So.
And you bring in some guest dancers usually for that as well.
Yes, we do.
All right. And, of course, that can all be found there, again, at northstarballet.org.
Yes.
As we are talking about the upcoming gala. Now, again, the big spring gala, that is on April 22nd, 23rd. It'll be at the Salisbury Theater up on campus. Two shows on Saturday at 2 and 7?
7:30.
And then, of course, 2 o'clock on Sunday as well. So one of those wonderful Fairbanks events you can bring the family to as well.
Absolutely.
Correct? All right. Samantha, Cortland, thanks for being here with us. What else did I leave something else? There's something else should be?
I would like to thank our sponsors.
Please.
Yes. So we have Ruby Marine Incorporated.
Okay.
Rasmussen Foundation.
Right.
The Richard L. and Diane Block Foundation and our wonderful community bank, Mount McKinley.
Ah, I still have an account there since I was a kid. Thank you much. You guys, is it break a leg in ballet? Or is
it is
that
definitely
bad?
Not.
No, we don't say that.
See, no. Just Bill Ryder, what is it? And of course, you wouldn't want that. That would be like the worst case scenario.
Because we are in the United States and not speaking French on the radio, we can say merde, is what
merde.
We say. Merde.
You have to say that correctly. Merde.
Mm-hmm. Merde.
Merde.
Yes. And we'll go logic behind that was the dancers in the Paris Opera very often followed the animals on stage, and they were like saying, watch where you step.
Yeah. All right. And with that, enjoy your Easter weekend, folks. Coming up, we're going to talk Explore Fairbanks. My man Bill Wright coming up. Thanks for being here.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
IRS. They've announced they're spending new funding to hire around 30,000 new employees and putting in new technology over the next couple of years. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens is concerned. He was on the Fox Business Network with some thoughts.
We should not trust the fact you put more power into bureaucrats, particularly IRS, that it's going to be a fair process.
The IRS recently got around $80 billion in extra funding in a spending package that'll be allocated over the next decade. There's growing bipartisan support in Congress to ban the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on a Fox News channel say they're already taking action to ban the app, and it could get done soon.
We've already had the hearing to start the process and the legislative process to make that happen. You know, we've been in office less than 100 days, but watch what we've been already able to accomplish and bring forth. Give us time as we move forward this.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that more than a dozen members of the House minority left chambers on Wednesday, stalling proceedings on the House floor and leaving even the House minority leader wondering where they were. The members left the House floor during a session that included debate about increasing education funding. Representative Bryce Edgman then questioned whether House minority leader Representative Calvin Schrag had any control of his minority when Schrag was unable to locate the missing members or reach them by phone. Capitol Security officers were seen checking the offices of members after a call on the House was issued before a recess was called that halted proceedings until 3 p.m. The members who walked out were accused of being dilatory by Representative Kevin McCabe, the act of intentionally delaying proceedings, which Schrag denied. This is in no way dilatory. This is in no way bad faith, Schrag said. I'm here to ensure that they were able to vote on these important issues before us, and the fact they are taking a moment to find a path forward is in no way dilatory. It is a solution-oriented, problem-solving path forward that they are pursuing.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus for free auto battery testing and free installation, too, at most locations. See batteriesplus.com for details.
Fairbanks Urology, an Alaska UroLift Center of Excellence and expert care provider for men's health needs with Dr. Tony Nima.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia, more commonly known as BPH, is not prostate cancer. 50% of men over 50 have BPH, and that number grows as men get older. UroLift is a minimally invasive procedure that can help with BPH symptoms as well as save your bladder. It is done in the office and does not involve surgery or general anesthesia.
Visit fairbanksurology.com.
The Fairbanks Concert Association presents international siren and comedian extraordinaire Meow Meow. Saturday, April 8th, 7:30 p.m. at the Salisbury Theater on the UAF campus. The New York Times says Meow Meow erases boundaries between cultures and languages. Meow Meow drags cabaret kicking and screaming into the 21st century, and she is bringing her glorious brand of subversive and sublime performance to Fairbanks. Meow Meow has been called the queen of kamikaze cabaret for her antic mix of torch songs and comedy that veers into slapstick. Make Saturday, April 8th at the Salisbury Theater an evening you won't soon forget with Meow Meow. Get your tickets today at fairbanksconcert.org.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And welcome back, Problem Corner. Glenn Anderson here filling in for Dave Pruse, regular host. We've had a nice, busy show this morning. I want to thank Savannah Fletcher from the Borough and, of course, the crew from North Star Ballet. Excited about their big show coming up on the 22nd and 23rd. And now we are joined. Let me bring that one down.
It might be right here.
Oh, hello. That's much better. Yay. And it's, of course, the voice of one Bill Wright. Good friend of mine, of course, man from Explore Fairbanks, the director of the play I was in. Very excited. We got to spend some time with you and your lovely wife, Cindy, in New York together.
Go to sorties
and have a couple cocktails after a show off Broadway.
What a blur this last quarter has been.
And then you just got back from an amazing trip. You were in India. How many countries did you hit on that last trip?
Well, really, the main focus was India, but I started in Canada. It's such a foreign place. Yeah. I needed to have. Yeah, so I did a consumer show in Vancouver and then some meetings there, sales meetings there, and then went off to India, but via Frankfurt. So, and then on the way back, I spent a couple of days in Frankfurt working with Condor, and because they're a big player for us here in our summer schedule.
I've taken that flight. It's wonderful.
Oh, you have? Good.
Fairbanks to Frankfurt.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
Isn't it sweet?
In Europe. I mean, a little over nine hours, you're in Europe.
Right. And I can assure you that that's not how you can do it when that flight is not available. I have spent a lot of time in the air over the last 3 weeks.
I talked to somebody who said the best way to get over to Europe is actually you go from Seattle and you go and you spend a day or so in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
And then from Iceland, it's a one flight. And then if you stay, because if you've never been, you stay a couple days. And then from there, you make that the first stop on your European tour. From there, it's really just a hop across a pond, a few hours, and you're in Europe.
That's true. And Iceland really isn't considered a long haul destination from Europe, so that's nice. You get the long haul out of the way, and yes,
you don't have one. Yeah.
Yeah, you have lots of options there. But of course, India is way on the other side of the world.
Oh my goodness!
As my good
comedian friend John Bazaar said, that's two poops and a lot of peanuts. If I may, can I say that on the show? That's how he described the flight. How was that flight?
That is a good way to put it, I guess. I didn't have the peanuts, but I can't speak about the rest of my bodily functions.
We don't need to go there.
Speaking of merit, right?
Nice callback.
You know, what you just have to do, and especially if you're going on that long, long haul, because it was a couple of those, 10-plus hour flights, you really have to kind of buckle down, plan to sleep a little bit if you can, get up, move around a lot, so that your legs don't fall asleep or something, and just take it in stride, because the alternative would be a boat, where it's going to take you months to get there.
That's a voyage.
That would be a voyage.
All right, now, of course, moving ahead, we're talking with Bill Wright with Explore Fairbanks. Busy season coming up, and of course, you guys get so much done. If you don't know, Explore Fairbanks used to be the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
That's right.
So you guys handle the big groups coming in, the individuals. I know our good friend, cohort Jerry Evans, he does a great job of showing around local media who come to town. He gets bloggers and videographers and magazine writers.
From all over the world.
Coming here. And a lot of times I get to meet with him too, because he'll take them and he'll say, hey, we're going to Hoodoo and then we're going to the Hot Springs. And he really shows them. And who better to show off Fairbanks than a guy that was born and raised here and loves it and knows it so well.
And knows media too.
Yeah, exactly. He's familiar with both sides of that. Yeah. But you guys are always working on something. You always have something in the, a number of irons in the fire. Is there anything in particular as we move into the summer months you guys are looking at?
Well, strategically, we're always looking ahead. That's the one thing, because, when you think about the people that come to Fairbanks eventually, when they get here, not the media, not the travel trade people, but the average visitors, they're either coming by cruise in a group, or maybe they're coming, as a family or independent travelers. And how they get here and how they heard about us takes you way, way back, because most people aren't like, I think I'm going to go to Alaska next week. Right. They plan it for years. And so we want to be on the front side of that marketing play, and that could be through a media story that appears somewhere. It could be through our work at a consumer show or even a travel trade show where a travel advisor learns about our destination and then they talk to their clients and say, you know, Alaska could be a good fit for you. It's so many different pieces. It could also be a visual that they see on TV somewhere
in
Chicago.
The reality shows.
Yeah.
That has to help.
All of it. It does help. And we're here to market and get people to understand that this is the place they need to be for the things they have on their list that they want. The great outdoors, great breweries and distilleries and restaurants and hospitality and wonderful people that we love and we know about Fairbanks.
Sure we do.
We need to educate them, and that's part of our process.
But once they get here, it's pretty easy to educate them because they see that. And
that's
a
big deal.
With the people that Jerry bring in. And something new my wife and I started was we have a small dry cabin on our property, and we started Airbnb-ing that with 907 Vacation Rentals.
Nice.
A little shout out to Melissa and them. They do fantastic work. They handle everything. But we've met so many of these people.
Yeah.
And they're exactly the people you spoke of. They're people that planned it, that thought about it. I find many of the independents are Europeans.
Yeah.
They're younger couples, adventurous. We've had French. We had somebody from Indonesia there a while back. We just had a young man from Alabama.
Well,
all by himself, never came up here, bucket list.
Okay.
Came up, stayed in the cabin, and we took him around a little bit because he had nothing. He didn't even have a car to rent. And then walked him on the trails and stuff and took him to the animal research there. It's near the house.
Yep.
And then from there, we told him about a couple of things. He runs into somebody out on the trail, just walking on Scarland Trail, hooks up with them. That person takes them to the Onak races.
Oh, nice.
And he spends the day. And then he meets somebody else who takes him ice fishing. Then he couldn't.
Right.
The one thing that they all have in common is they talk about the people of Fairbanks.
Nice, yeah.
It's not just the Northern Lights. It's not just the ice sculptures or whatever they're seeing.
Right.
They all mention the people.
Yeah, well, we all really enjoy, all of us here in Fairbanks, like to be able to invite people to our community. And even if we didn't invite them, we treat them as though we did, because we have this love of where we live, and we want to share it with everybody.
And a lot of places aren't like that.
No.
A lot of places don't want new people.
No.
And they go, wow, people are like, they actually are happy we're here. A lot of places, God, tourists, they roll their eyes and they're.
Yeah. I could think of some islands in the South Pacific that have that very, very opinion.
Pick your spot anywhere. They don't, most places on planet Earth. Really don't like tourists.
Right.
We happen to go, come on up.
Yeah, bring them on. Maybe many of us
don't
were tourists to begin
wallet.
With. What's that common story? You know, I came for 2 weeks and stayed for a lifetime. It's pretty true.
That's Fairbanks in a nutshell right
it
there.
Is.
You could say that story time and time again. We had Savannah Fletcher in here from Washington. Came up, was planning on working here and moving to Juneau. Nope, liked it here, stayed here. How many people I can't even count how many people I know, friends I have, who started out in the military up here, the Air Force.
Right.
And stayed.
And they stay. Exactly.
And it happens time and time and time again. People that travel the world that end up coming here going, I don't know what it is, but I just... There's something about Fairbanks I need to have back in my life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of my story, too, is I've been out, I've been back, and I love it here. And I love my job because my job really is just to share this wonderful community with the world. And that's so easy because there's so much great things to talk about, so much. And it just keeps getting better. That's the other beauty of the work that has been done over the years in the travel industry and through Explore Fairbanks is we've developed this to be a year-round destination, and a lot of people on the planet know it. They know that Fairbanks is the premier year-round destination in Alaska.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you combine with there's not a better place in the United States to view the Northern Lights.
No, of course not. Or even in the world, in my opinion.
I would say.
But I haven't been everywhere to see it, so maybe I'm...
But it's just the way we present it and the ability to go out and see it,
at your backyard, in your backyard.
Right there. But not only that, but now we're seeing so many of these wonderful destinations popping up that are for that specifically.
Oh, yeah.
We see it with the Asian market. We see the Japanese, Chinese. Now, is there any push to – we see that in the winter. So many folks from Japan and from Asia, and I know you go over there and you guys do trade shows and what have
you. Sure.
And my daughter living in Japan says they just, that's one of the, that's, it, the word has gotten around in Japan.
They talk about it.
That they talk about it all the time. They talk about the Northern Lights. They talk about it. But is there any kind of push to get those people here in the summer? So you don't see as many Asian tourists in the summers. Obviously, in the winter, they're here for the Northern Lights.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're probably already there in the mix because, you know, we have such a big cruise push in the summer.
Sure.
And that's and I think what the difference, too, is that you're going to notice the big uptick in especially Asians during the winter. So you'll see them more and they're very obvious. But I think that they're just more in the mix with other international visitors that come during the summer.
And we see that with the big tour outfits. Now, with gas prices almost $2 lower than they were last summer, are you guys anticipating an increase, obviously, in the traffic up the highway as well? Canada's opening up. More folks are coming now.
I think we will see more of that for sure. And especially even just Canadians themselves being able to come across the border makes a big difference.
Yeah, they don't and count,
vice versa.
Bill. They don't really count, Bill, but that's fine.
Well, you know, and they really, even at the peak, are really close to maybe 6 or 8% of the overall visitors year round are coming across the border. But yes, it's good to have that. It's good to have the RVs, you know, all of that extra visitor. That happens during the summer and even all during the year, we're seeing a big uptick in that, and you can tell by the occupancy rates in the hotels, the daily rates in those hotels are up, and that just means
my Airbnb is starting to book up.
Well, exactly right. You know this, yeah. So it's and it's great that you have an international flavor of people that are there from
all being a dry cabin. We get the more adventurous type,
of course,
but they know what they're getting into. And of course, we did have a picture of Wilson the cat on the page. So they all need to. They all have to see Wilson and the big blind dog.
Yeah, the mascot.
So
the mascot.
Well, you put animals on there, and it's an instant boom.
Yeah,
so I learned that, and you know.
So there's wildlife viewing as part of this as well.
It's wildlife viewing. Bill Wright is our guest. We're talking Explore Fairbanks. We're going to talk about the upcoming tour season and looking ahead for Explore Fairbanks. We'll do that after a little brief break and look at the weather forecast right here on Problem Corner.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, this is Pete at the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. We had a fire in our building last year, and as a result, our insurance company canceled our policy, and our costs rose from $40,000 a year to a staggering $145,000 per year. And that's probably a larger number than we can absorb. So what do we do? Well, we do what we always do, and that's turn to the people of this community for help, which makes this year's NOLO event even more important than ever. NOLO stands for No One Left Outside, and it's the Rescue Mission's annual fundraising dinner and auction. Want to help? Well, buy a ticket and join us April 13th at Pike's Hotel. Or donate something interesting and valuable that we can auction off at the event. Or you can do something less fun but equally effective and just donate today at FairbanksRescueMission.org. This issue is a big obstacle, and it hurts our battle against homelessness. But we're confident because this community believes when there's a problem where you live, you need to give where you live. So we ask, please, give where you live at FairbanksRescueMission.org.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to FairbanksENT.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
The 18th annual Easter Sunrise Service Celebration will be held on Centennial Bridge in downtown Easter Sunday, April 9th, 7 a.m. This is a community-wide, non-denominational event, bringing our community together in celebration of the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. Hot refreshments, warm-up bus, porta-potties available. Experience a community standing together in a church without walls. The Easter Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday, 7 a.m. on the Centennial Bridge. For more information, go to EasterFairbanks.com.
Weather brought to you by Vitus Energy. Vitus Energy was born in Alaska. Vitus Energy provides superior service and very competitive pricing. Find them on Facebook or see them online at vitus-energy.com.
KFAR weather.
Mainly sunny this afternoon with a high of 18. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour.
Snow likely tonight. Lows level off around 3 above. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 14. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, and we are back. Problem Corner on KFAR Radio. If you haven't checked out our Saturday programming yet, I ask you to do so. Some great local programming.
Cartoons? Cartoons?
Yeah, we do. We got Tom and Jerry, Heckle and Jekyll, all the classics. we've got some great local programming. We have The Buzz with the guys from Tenana Herb, and we have, of course, Health Talk with Dr. Looper, a brilliant show. We've got Alaska Realty Today is a great show. Also, we've got the Outdoor Compo's Outdoor Show, which is fantastic. As few know, the outdoors of Alaska better than him. And then at 5:30, my man Dave is back with, I think my favorite show on the weekend is Fairbanks Foodies. And this week, they've got a chicken marsala recipe that's killer.
Chicken marsala, not masala.
Chicken marsala.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I just came from the masala world, you know, which is really the curry in India.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah. And this is more of the wine
Italian
sauce.
The wine sauce.
Bill Wright, our guest, we're talking Explore Fairbanks, and we're just talking about a couple of things, and that was briefly the number of the Asia market, the Japanese in particular, how many of those tour operations and those charter flights we used to have directly Tokyo straight to here dropped off significantly. Yeah. And although we are seeing an uptick in the Asian tourists again, are we not here though?
Exactly. They're slowly coming back, but there are two things that need to continue. One is that they need to be more comfortable moving about in the world because they did, you know, lock down quite a bit, perhaps even more than we did in our country.
Lot more.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the visa backlog. You know, they need to have their visas so they can travel to the U.S. And then, you know, one of the strategies behind those charters that Explore Fairbanks was instrumental in creating, working with the airport and so on, was to get that direct service right into Fairbanks. And it made a huge difference because, just as we've talked, they would have to go quite a long way around just to get here. But Japan's actually quite close if you fly direct, you know, that's where those charters came
out. I would imagine it's, 9 hour?
I think it's
hour?
Even less than that.
Really? Because if you go straight to Hawaii, it's 5.5.
Exactly.
And you're going pretty much on that same line.
Yep, pretty much.
To Japan, just a slight variation. Yeah, so I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the exact times, but I think under 8 for sure. Yeah, and they were coming right here. They stayed here for a good long time. They enjoyed our destination.
Now, I had heard rumors of a direct Tokyo to Anchorage flight starting up in the summer. But I heard that last year, but I haven't heard anything since because that sounded like when we were thinking about visiting Ryan in Japan, we're going, wow, look at this flight.
Yeah.
And that sounded fantastic.
Yeah. And just like Anchorage, Fairbanks International, you know, we all work with the different airline service, airline development programs to try to encourage more direct service because it all helps us. You know, and one that we've had for many years is the Condor flight. That's one of the reasons why I stopped over in Frankfurt was to have meetings with them to find, you know, you said that you have taken that flight before.
Yes.
We would like more Fairbanksans to take that flight, but we also want that flight to exist so that people from Europe can get right into Fairbanks and into Alaska to explore, spend a lot of time here. Those flights are because of the costs of, increasing costs of like fuel and jet fuel and so on. We need to make sure those seats are filled.
Right.
And whether that is an outbound, and I highly recommend it as a Fairbanks and do that flight because
it's fantastic.
Right now is a great time to do it because first it's quick, but secondly our dollar is so strong. It's just never been stronger against the euro, and there's room so you could go there. You could explore a lot of Europe. You could be right in, spend less time in the air. Get there, explore it, and have a great time.
Right.
While you're there, we want all of Fairbanks to take advantage of that and enjoy that flight. Plus, get people to come into Fairbanks directly from Europe. a Condor flight.
Fantastic.
And those start in mid-June.
Okay,
and
that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, they start mid-June and they go till the first week in September.
Okay, wonderful. Of course, Bill Wright, Explore Fairbanks, and looking ahead. I know you said you're always looking ahead. Is there anything maybe just kind of outside the box thinking you guys have come up with that you're looking at going down, looking ahead? The industry's always changing. The world's always changing. You got to keep up. And like you said, you got to stay ahead of it. So what is it Explore Fairbanks is doing to stay ahead of that?
Well, one of the things that we do, which is every year, we do work on those international markets for sure. And we've recently dipped our toe in the water in India, like I did at sales missions there. And believe me, there's a lot of interest in Fairbanks in other parts of the world.
If you go to India and you get one out of 1.3 billion, interested, you've got a big crowd.
Yeah, you do. You do have a big crowd. So there's that. There's also South America. My colleague did a mission in South America last month as well. So there is interest from all over the world. Fairbanks is a shining star in the North. And, whether we're ready for it or not, they want to be here. And we're doing everything we can to facilitate that and make it possible.
Year-round as well.
Year-round, exactly.
I think the jump and the push that we have done as a community and with Explore Fairbanks' help, obviously, in the winter to really bring that up to where it should be. There's
Absolutely.
Other countries. I talked to somebody who said Iceland was way ahead of us with a number of their winter tourism, with their hot springs, with the way they promote their northern lights and everything.
Sure.
Said they're ahead of us in that aspect, and it's paying off for them.
Right, and with a name like ICE,
Yeah, it's in their name.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could call us Ice Banks, maybe.
I don't know if that works. But still, Alaska, with all the reality shows. And then here's one. I get, of course, doing a morning radio here and doing a live stream on the Farthest North Rock Station on planet Earth.
Yes.
We get over 100,000 hits a month domestically.
Yeah.
Internationally, our numbers are fairly insane.
Yeah.
That listen to, what's this, Alaska Rock? Because you put the name Alaska on anything,
right.
And it's like a...
Absolutely.
It's a magnet. And we get, I get requests on Facebook from listeners in Brazil.
Nice.
In France. I just had one from Iowa today. St. Louis. Pittsburgh, Sweden, the UK. There was guys on these fishing boats in the Gulf of Mexico that used to crank it out. It's just very interesting how international that has become. I don't know if it's a drop in the bucket as far as, but there's so many other venues. And then when you throw in the reality shows, and those shows go international as well.
We had
friends from Sweden come over, and the number one thing she wanted to do was get a picture by the Carlisle Building. That's what you want. Ice road truckers. They say, and I said, let's go in. We'll talk to Mary, the crew. And they go, what? No, we can't. I brought them inside. They were treated. They had the hats. They photos with all the guys. She loved it.
Right.
And that's something we wouldn't have thought about 20 years ago.
Well, that's the thing is that Fairbanks is the base camp to Denali. It's the gateway to the Arctic. And that Arctic world is opening up, and it helps to have the ice road truckers and those kinds of TV shows, but it's also in development and with the
everywhere.
Yeah, everybody wants to be in the Arctic, and that's a great
thing. And they want to make that. A lot of folks want to make that trek. My good buddy Mr. Miyagi, Yogiachi is his name, but his nickname is Mr. Miyagi. From Japan, ran a tourist operation, taking tourists through Washington, D.C. for years. He's retired, had his little Subaru, drove up and was heading up to the, he was going as far north as he could.
Yes.
And met him at the golf course, stayed a couple nights at our house, and now he's become like our uncle.
Yeah.
And he still does these little videos online, and his videos of Alaska are real popular and his entire trip. And it just there's one of those guys just all by himself. I mean, how many thousands of those stories are out there every day that come up to Alaska that you don't hear about?
Well, the opportunities are there even for entrepreneurs and businesses to get involved in the tourism industry right now. It's never been stronger in terms of the demand. And if we could meet that demand with more people building businesses and getting involved, and even if it's, starting out like some of our former, not former, but our existing that are now larger groups.
Right.
You know, the Binkley started out with a really small boat.
I remember that small boat. Sure.
Yes, it still exists. But you know, you could start today, get your foot in the door, and grow and be a part of this industry and really make a life out of it. It's just an excellent opportunity.
A lot of folks have. Yeah. I mean, my sister was one of them, you know, with her estate.
That's right.
They built the River's Edge. They had an RV park. Then they built cabins.
Yeah.
And it went on from there. And so many people have that same story.
Yeah.
From guides to lodges to whatever you want to do. Explore Fairbanks. Tell folks how they can reach Explore Fairbanks.
Well, you can see us online. It's the best place to go.
Fairbanks.com.
Exactly.
Is the video still there with Young Fang? Do you guys
still use
that?
We still use the video, but we're working on a new one. It's been since 2014. That's a super popular video.
It is one of my favorites.
We'll have a new one out in October.
We look forward to that. Bill, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
Your station. This is KFAR Radio, Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.